This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Welcome to Sahaba Profiles. We continue the discussion on Umm Ayman bint Tha'laba. As we mentioned previously, her name was Baraka. She was a slave girl who ended up in Makkah Mukarrama. She belonged to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's father. She was there at the time of his birth. She was there at the time of the demise of his mother. She buried his mother. She stayed with him in the house of Abdul Muttalib. She stayed with him in the house of Abu Talib. She was there when he got married. After he married Khadija radiallahu anha, he freed her. She got married to a man called Ubaid bin Zayd Khazraji. She bore him a son, Ayman. And from then onwards, she was known as Ayman. People would commonly refer to her as Ayman rather than Baraka, her actual name. Her first marriage didn't work out. She came back to Makkah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day said to Sahaba that whoever wishes to marry a lady of paradise should marry Ayman. And when Zayd bin Haritha, who was the adopted son of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, heard this, he decided to marry Ayman. And they had a son called Usama bin Zayd, a son by the name of Usama bin Zayd. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very fond of Usama, the father and the mother, because he had a long-standing history with both parents. When Ayman made hijrah to Abyssinia, and later on she made hijrah to Madinatul Munawwara as well. Now, taking the discussion further, in Madinatul Munawwara, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would visit Ayman repeatedly and regularly. And when she would visit him, she would be very, very ecstatic. She would prepare the best drinks and the most delicious of foods to entertain the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She was also known to be a very forthright and a very frank person. She was a no-nonsense type of personality, if we could use that description. One day she was sitting and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was also there, and he stood up, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood up to get some water to drink. So Ayman radiallahu anha told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, get me some water to drink as well. And Aisha radiallahu anha says, I was totally shocked. I was totally taken aback, and I looked at her and stared at her with big eyes. This is the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How can you order him around and tell him to bring water for you? So Ayman shot back and said, well, what's wrong? I did it for him many times when he was young. I brought him up. And as usual, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just smiled and he brought the water for Ayman radiallahu anha. He treated her as a mother. Many times he would actually refer to her as my mother after my mother. My mother after my mother. Now, being from Ethiopia, she was somewhat dark-skinned, and Usama, her son, resembled her more than he did his father, Zayd bin Haritha. And people used to comment, you know, those from society who would like to discuss things that were of no real value and benefit, they would say that, hey, is Zayd really the father? This boy doesn't look like Zayd at all. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to be hurt when such comments would reach him. And one day, Usama bin Zayd, the son, and the father Zayd were both sleeping in Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they had a cloth that was draped over them. So you couldn't see the face, but you could see the feet. And there was a specialist in the field of identifying lineage. There was a person called Majzaz Madalji or something along those lines. And he was an expert. He could look at the bone structure of the feet and say that this is father and son. And here the father and son were sleeping, and they were covered with a cloth. The faces were totally covered. And he just looked at the feet and he said, the two sets of feet here, it's father and son. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was extremely pleased. When he went home that day, Aisha radiallahu anha said, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's face was beaming. It was absolutely beaming. He was very happy. That although he had no doubt, sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself, he had no doubt, but here an expert had confirmed that this was indeed Zayd's son. Now, we know that when she made hijrah, Ayman, the journey became very tough, and she was suffering from severe thirst, and something extraordinary, you know, something miraculous happened. There were no signs of water in the vicinity, and suddenly she saw a bowl of water tied with an extremely beautiful, pure white rope that descended gradually towards her from the sky. It came near her face and stopped. She put her lips to it and she drank until her heart's content. And this cool water from the heavens was enough to not only ward off the hunger at that particular time and the thirst at that particular time, but rather it warded off the anger, the thirst for the rest of her life. They say she would keep fast thereafter in the most hot of months, in the hottest of months, she would keep fast. but she would not feel thirsty. As a result of the barakah of that water that was provided to her miraculously at the time when she made hijrah and she went through a lot of difficulty. She was a pious woman of pure character who fasted during the day and spent her nights in ibadah. She spent her nights in ibadah and in worship. She also took part in the battle of Khaybar. She was one of 20 women who fought against the enemy. She was there on the occasion of Hunayn. Her son from the first marriage, Ayman, he lost his life there defending Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He had accepted Islam and he was one of those very close to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam defending the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was under attack at the time when the Muslims were on the back foot during the expedition of Hunayn. Now, she, as I said, was a very straightforward person, but she had no malice in her heart. She was soft-hearted like that in general, sincere and sympathetic. Her husband, Zayd bin Haritham, passed away on the occasion of the Battle of Mutah. Remember, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sent this army to take on the Romans. They were heavily outnumbered. He said, if Zayd is martyred, then Ja'far bin Abi Talib will take the banner. If he's martyred, then Abdullah bin Rawaha, and all three had passed away. And it was only when Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu came that the army managed to force the Romans into a retreat. So she lost her husband at the time of the Battle of Mutah. And then just before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away, he sent her son, Usama bin Zayd, who was very beloved to him. Remember the very famous incident of that woman, Fatima, whose hand was to be cut off because of theft. When Sahaba wanted somebody to intercede with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they sent Usama bin Zayd because they knew that Usama was very beloved to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had chosen Usama to be the leader of an army at the very young age of 17. And the army just left when they got the message that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was very ill and then he passed away. And they came back and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu dispatched that very same army afterwards. And in that army you get great sahaba, the likes of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, who were all under the leadership of the son of Ayman. It is mentioned that one day Muawiyah radiallahu anhu was talking to Usama bin Zayd about his mother and how great she was. And Usama made the point, he said, Muawiyah, my mother is better than your mother Hind, because my mother was amongst the first people to accept Islam, and she had looked after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ayman, it is mentioned by some, according to Imam Muslim, that she passed away a few months after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away. Others say that no, she lived right up till the Khilafat of Uthman radiallahu an, and she passed away at a very old age. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the ability to take inspiration from these great personalities. That was today's edition of Sahaba Profiles. Until the next time, fi amanillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.